in fame today. So what we're going to talk about today is mortgage related. Yes, it is. We're going to talk about mortgage rates, how to compare different mortgage options. So in the past, what would happen is if you had a good credit score, and good, we consider like 680 and above, when you have a good credit score and you have a decent amount of a down payment, it was kind of brainless that you would go with a conventional financing. Well, conventional loans have had their adjustments made to their interest rates recently, and there's more coming. One adjustment that they're going to make is if your debt ratio exceeds 40%, they're going to add a higher rate to you. So we're going to talk about today is comparing conventional financing with FHA and the differences. And as a consumer out there, this is very important to you guys, but it's not only important to you guys. This is something that realtors need to know and sellers need to know, because too often the seller rejects an FHA pre-approval because they're like, we don't want FHA loans. And realtors, even the same way, they're like, you know, we don't want FHA loans because all they are trouble, you know, the borrowers and this and that. So I want to make that a misnomer, because a lot of really good quality borrowers are now even going to choose FHA over conventional financing. So to prove my point, we just created a calculator. Kyle Seagraves of Win the House You Love, he's taking credit for all this, and kudos to him, because this calculator is fantastic. So without further ado, let's go over. Here's what we do when somebody's looking to buy a property. They call us, they want to get pre-approved. How do you do all this stuff? Well, I'm going to walk you through this process, but we're going to compare FHA and conventional financing to see, even with a great credit score, which is your best option. So without further ado, let's get over to it. So if you want to find out more about me and my team, you can visit us at therateupdate.com. It's right here. And here's all the pieces of that puzzle. And I'm going to be adding to the calculator here soon, this calculator. And this thing is fantastic. I'll have the link to this down below in the description once this video edits, and I'll make sure that this is available for you guys out there. So without further ado, let's get over to it. So we recently had a customer. We have customers all day long. This is a fictitious customer. So let's jump in and look at a scenario for a person today. All right. So we have a borrower that's looking to buy a $500,000 house. They have a 720 credit score, and they have 3.5% of a down payment. Okay, so let's say they have a 5% down payment. Let's make it even simpler. So they have a 5% down payment. This is going to skew my numbers a little bit, but let's get over to it. So we have a conventional loan, 30-year fixed. It's a purchase. They're looking to buy a $500,000 house. They're going to put 5% down, meaning they need an LTV. What LTV means, it's the loan amount divided by the value of the property. So if you take the loan amount divided by that, it gives you what your LTV means is. So if you're putting down 5%, that means you need 95% financing. So we plug that in there, those details there. Then you scroll through here. This person has a 720 credit score. They're a first-time home buyer, makes $7,500 a month. They're buying a primary home. The zip code is out in LA somewhere, and everything else throughout this section. So I'm going to click. Now, this is where a lot of people fringe. They're like, Dan, I can't believe you're showing your sources on here. Well, I'm going to show you what this does for us. So let's hit the submit button. Now, what this system does, this is what we use, is how we compare mortgage lenders all over the country. So what I am, let me explain to you guys who I am and what we do. So I am Dan Frio of the Frio team. I work for Allied First Bank. Okay, we are a federally chartered bank, which is kudos because of that, I can help any borrowers throughout the whole country. So it doesn't matter if you're in Hawaii, Florida, New York, or Colorado, we can help you. Okay, so that's that part of it. We are also, which is unique, one of the country's largest mortgage brokerages. And all that means is I have the ability to use other banks and other mortgage companies. I can use their rates and their programs. Okay, that's very important for you guys, because a lot of people, one of the first questions they ask is, here's my credit score, here's this, how do I shop for rate? Where do I get the best rate? I'm showing you how we do it. So hopefully we will be your one-stop shop. Do you guys realize we can help you find a realtor? We can get you pre-approved, and we can also scan the system. And I'm going to show you that here right now to compare offers all over the country. So let's get over to it. So what it's going to come up with is right here. You're going to see one pattern through this. First thing is going to come up, Fairway Lending or Fairway Independent Mortgage, Nations Direct, Rocket. Yes, I can do deals with Rocket directly and get you through faster, quicker, and cheaper, believe it or not. Florida Capital, Nations Direct, Freedom Mortgage, Next Bank, PennyMac, and the list goes on. This is the same person, okay? You got to realize this is the same person. So it's like you calling all these places. Here's where the rates are going to get. So for example, we go with Fairway. The rate's going to be 6.625. And with that, you don't have any fees. You don't have any cost for that. Actually, you're going to get a credit back of $550. Okay, so let's write that down. We got a conventional rate of, what's the best rate right now? 6.625. Okay, so that's that part of it. Well, you know what? I need to make one minor adjustment. Let me go back through the modification piece. My bad. This is going to change something real quick. Fees in. Let's run this simply one more time. So now you're going to come out and the rate, I apologize. The rate is 6.875. So let's make that correction, 6.875. Okay, I just had to make one adjustment there. So that is conventional financing. Now let's go over and switch this. And now let's say, okay, wonder if it was an FHA loan. So we move over to FHA. That's all we have to do. We click it again. And it's going to scan the whole country. And now it's finding us the best rate out there. So guys, it's showing you the company to go through, but you have access through these companies through me to get this rate and to use this program. That's what I want to make you aware of. But Fairway still has the best pricing, best rate right now, even when it comes to FHA. So the rate there is 6.125. So let's write that down. 6.125 on the FHA. Same criteria, 720 credit score, purchasing a $500,000 house, putting 5% down. Okay. So now let's get over to our calculator. Now, this is where the amazing stuff starts. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to put in our scenario. In this scenario, we're buying a $500,000 house. It's automatically defaulting to these items right here. So just leave it be for now. There's no HOA. Okay. So we want to go down to here, loan options. We want to pick two options. One is conventional and one is FHA. So we're going to roll down through here and we're going to say, okay, on this one, well, let's change it up. On this one, we're going to put down 5%. And on this one, we're going to put down 5%. Let's see if it makes any difference. All right. The rate on the conventional loan, as we found out, was 6.875. On the FHA was 6.125. And then people are going to say, well, FHA has all these, this PMI thing and the MI, upfront MI and all that stuff. I get it. We're going to cover that. So we're going to scroll down through here. And this is automatically going to factor in an PMI for a conventional loan. So let me explain to you guys what this is. So what happens is if you do not put down 20% when you're purchasing a house, what you need is what's called PMI. Okay. So it factors differently with conventional, different credit scores and all this other stuff. So I want you to be aware of that. So conventional financing, even if you don't put 20% down, you're going to have PMI as well. So let's get over back over to our nifty calculators and we're going to go through here. So I need to figure out how much the PMI is on this because this calculator actually will figure out what the PMI is on FHA automatically. So what I do is I use a calculator from Credit Karma. Okay, Credit Karma right here. You can use any, just Google PMI calculator, all right? What you're going to put in is this information. We're buying a $500,000 house. Again, we're putting 5% down, so that's $17,500, leaving a desired loan amount at 482.5, rate 6.875, 30-year fix. My credit score is 720. I calculate it, and my PMI is right here. It's a factor of 0.9, and the amount is 381. So we go back over here, and I want you to put in this section here, 381, all right? Again, the FHA one is going to factor in there. So now the drum roll. Which one of these works best? Well, let's go through it. You're not going to make any extra payments. So let's go out, and so over the life of this loan, if you were to buy this house and keep it for 30 years and make payments on it, you would save, I got to get my glasses on because that seems like too much money. $68,000 by choosing FHA over conventional. And FHA even has PMI on there for the duration of the loan. So that's where, you know, a lot of people just are getting this way confused. You go down through here and it's showing you finance mortgage insurance. FHA, you finance it. And yes, there is a charge. In this case, there's $8,313, but it's still cheaper to go with an FHA loan. How do you break it down even further? Well, let's say, okay, Dan, I'm not planning on staying in that house 30 years. So, you know, what's it look like in 10 years? Well, heck, let's go back all to 5 years. Are you saving money even over a 5-year duration of time? Yes, you're going to save just shy of $20,000 by choosing FHA over conventional financing. So I just want to show you guys how FHA now has taken the world by storm, and it's going to probably surpass conventional financing here soon because of all these rate adjustments that they're doing. So without further ado, let's get over to your questions. So we have, who do we have on here today? Buzzer Baby. Thanks for joining me back again today, guys. Love your transparency, Dan. I've learned so much watching all your videos and looking forward to getting in touch with you in a few months. Well, thank you so much. And we're hopefully, God willing, I'm still here. I'm turning 58 this year, guys, but I'm been pretty good health. So anybody else out there have any questions in regards to a mortgage? Let's go over and see where the stock market and everything else is ending the day. So let's just, I'm kind of boycotting CNBC. Let's go to Market Watch. I like that channel anyways a little bit better. And let's go to CNBC. That's just easier to find. CNBC. Let's see if there's any news in the markets right now. So let's go to the headline news. I'm going to do this while you guys are just thinking about any questions. And once we cap through this, I just want to give you some headlines that are out there today. There's really not that much, because even if you go to the economic headlines that we see on a daily basis, there's really nothing there. Let's go through here. Meta has started its latest round. I don't care about Meta. Tesla, DeSantis, Supreme Court remains fully accessible. Abortion, parking, this, that. Let's go over to business. Is there anything in the real estate section here? We're going to go through here, Delaware Realty on the state of the housing market. Everybody has their opinion. Mortgage rates are moving higher amid economic uncertainty and so forth. So there's really nothing in the news today, guys. I would love to tell you what's going on, but the bond markets are flat. Mortgage rates got a tick better just now with a couple different lenders. So the bond markets are stable right now. The stock market is let's see what the stock market is. I didn't even really pay attention to that. Let's see what we got here. We got the Dow Jones down 80, NASDAQ up 3, S&P down 0.35. So nothing going there either, folks. So that is it for today. Unless you guys have any questions, we do have a question popping up. How's the housing market in Chicago? Here, I'll give you the transparency in Chicago. Here's the dilemma we have in Illinois. Our taxes are so high that it's really housing here. I could go to any other state in the country other than New Jersey and probably buy the same house. And that house, the house would be probably almost double the value. The tough thing we have in Illinois is our real estate taxes are second highest in the whole country. It's not uncommon for a starter home to have maybe $10,000 in real estate taxes. And, you know, when you're buying a house, it's not cheap in Chicago either, but we just don't have the huge flux in prices as a lot of other states see. For example, my house, when I bought it, right after I bought it, was the Great Recession, and my house dropped in value. I'm up over that value, but our appreciation rate here is, we haven't seen the great appreciation that most of the country have seen in the last 3, 4, 5 years. Ours has been maybe, you know, averaging about 5 or 6%. So it's tough here because of the real estate taxes, but I appreciate your question. Where, if you don't mind me asking, where do you live and how's the taxes and the housing situation there? But I'll go to the next question that we have. And then, do you think an FHA mortgage, the rate will be higher with the fight? Well, let's see that. I don't mind showing you guys live on here. This is why I do the live events. So let's go down through here and let's figure out what your rates would look like. Let's go modify the rate. We're going to go to, I forget what you said the credit score was, 580 to 600. So let's just go. Well, here's the thing is, let's go to a 600 credit score. Just so you know, you cannot get other financing with a 600 credit score. You can't get conventional financing. You need a 620 minimum credit score to get financing there. But let's go down through here and we're going to see where the pricing is or what rates look like. And they're probably going to be ugly, folks. Eligible products with other rates. So let's do here. I don't know, ineligible products. So let me look at this. This is, I don't know what's popping up. 11 mortgage. Let me see what something doesn't look right. Oh, you know what? I probably didn't. Let me make some corrections here. Let's go through here. FHA purchase 580, 95%. Got it. 7,500. Got it. And good. So let's get back to it. Eligible products. They're usually what'll happen on the side here. It'll give me, there's no matches producing your desired price specification. That makes absolutely no sense. 600 credit score. Got it. Price. Let me just refer. Let's go back to conventional just for kicks. I mean, I'm not sure why this is doing this. Maybe the system is, we know it's up and running. Okay, so that worked. Let's modify. So what we're looking to do is we're looking to go FHA with a 600 credit score, 30-year fixed, purchase $500,000, 95%. Let's go where do we can go. We can go to 96.5%. Okay, we got that. First-time home buyer in California, single family, blah, 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 and hit it. For some reason, the system might be down for FHA right now. There are no matching products meeting this desired price you described. For some reason, the pricing's down, so I don't know. But if you'd like to schedule a consultation with us to figure out what exactly your rate would be, please do that. And I have that down on the link below. Or you can go to our website. Our primary website is right here, therateupdate.com. Give us a call. You can either call here or schedule an appointment. We'd love to talk with you. So I appreciate your context, but I can't. Unfortunately, for some reason, FHA pricing is down within the system. So I'm not really sure what's going on. So, but great question. If there's any other questions out there, love to answer those for you. If not, that'll conclude it for today. Guys, I need you to help me get the word out. What we're doing here on our live events, where we're answering your questions, going through pricing your loans for you, figuring out what kind of programs are available to you, and answering all your questions. So tonight we will be live answering me and Kyle Seagraves from Win the House You Love. We will be have our annual or our weekly live event Wednesday at 8 o'clock Eastern time. We're usually on there about an hour and a half to answer any and all questions that you have. So please join us there. Here, let's see, Milwaukee. Oh, let's see where you're coming from. Milwaukee, but you probably know how Milwaukee is currently. I do. So you're kind of like downtown Chicago, kind of sort of in some areas where it's really difficult. I get it. Let's see the next question that you have. How is the housing market in Florida? Actually, great. Here's what I've seen in Florida. I was just down there 2 weeks ago. Yeah, thanks for asking. And we were looking at some investment properties and condos and things like that. And the prices have surged again. What we saw in Florida for a while there was prices made a turn. They were on their way down a little bit. They didn't crash. You know, they were down a couple percent. And then all of a sudden that market turned. And we're seeing prices going back up again. So, I still think this is mainly due to the supply issue. I'm watching channels and doing as much due diligence as I can for you guys to see, you know, what's coming to market. You know, are there a lot of existing homes coming to market? I don't see it. Are there a lot of new constructions coming? You know, the permits are up, but there's 1.4 million permits just issued, and it's down just a little bit from where it was, but that's still a healthy number there. We just need the cost for everything to come back down. And the prices of commodities, you know, you're seeing oil turned. Oil was running crazy there. There was some oil news, reserve news come out recently. There's a huge deficiency there. So we're probably going to see gas prices going up. We're seeing lumber prices kind of took a turn. So a lot of the commodities are down, especially energy, and you're going to see the housing numbers really take a turn. And when the Federal Reserve actually gets caught up with technology and they realize where the housing numbers are today, versus with the numbers that they're viewing, there's a big discrepancy there, folks. Housing turned about June of last year to the downside in rents and payments and the shelter numbers. But the Federal Reserve is still showing numbers, you know, still on the uptick, and they're not on the uptick. And that's proven by basically anything and everything you watch is it's the housing prices and rents and everything are on the downturn. They're down far enough that a lot of big people on Wall Street, I'm talking guys that run hedge funds and everything, not that they're, you know, all knowing, but these aren't dumb people. They're saying if once the Federal Reserve just takes into consideration where the housing market is now, or when they finally get caught up to it, they're going to see that inflation numbers are basically just a hair above what they want them to be. So a lot of the stuff that we monitored this morning on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, I look at bond futures to give an idea where the Federal Reserve is going. And that was the title to my morning video, was mortgage rates are expected to go up again because the Federal Reserve in the next meeting is expected to raise rates another quarter. 0.25%. That's pretty much baked in. There's about a 90% chance of that's happening. So that's that part of the equation. But if you guys have any questions in specific areas that you're looking at, one service we also provide you guys is a lot of people are moving and they're moving quite a distance from where they currently live. I didn't really realize how many remote workers that there are out there. And, I kept watching things and I'm like, well, how are people so transient? But they are. I hate to say it, people are more transient now. A lot of people are remote workers and they can live anywhere. Hopefully your job continues to allow that because a lot of employers are starting to, change the tune on that, forcing people to come back. But being so transient, people can move anywhere in the country. So a lot of people are moving to areas they don't know. So we do offer a system for you where we'll vet realtors in the area that you're looking to buy. Now, you don't have to use these people, but we vet them on your behalf and we introduce you guys to each other and say, here's their pre-approval. Here's a realtor. You guys go at it and we create that dream team to help you guys go out there and, get a solid pre-approval with some fantastic rates and programs that we offer, plus a realtor that we vet on your behalf. So those are all the things that we can help you with along with we assist you with, helping you figure out, can you get a higher credit score? We do all kind of things to help you guys prepare to be in the best position you can to when you're buying the house. So let's get to any more questions that you guys have. I think there is one more. Do you think your housing market will get better with price? No, I think, my market right now, there's houses selling. There's not a lot of houses that go on the market ever really, but when they go up on the market, it's usually stagnant because a lot of people that are coming here, they get flabbergasted with our taxes. Like my mortgage payment, half, and I'm not kidding you, over half actually, is more escrow than it is principal and interest. Because my taxes and the insurance is okay, but the taxes here are just crazy. So that's why, if I moved anywhere else, my payment would probably be $500-$700 cheaper just because of taxes. That's on that point. But I appreciate you guys coming on board. I know it's the middle of the day. A lot of people are back to work. People are on vacation. People are in, on spring break and so forth. And, mortgages aren't the most exciting thing to talk about. So I appreciate you guys coming on board and asking all the questions that you do have. So without you guys, I'd be sitting here talking to myself on the screen. So I greatly appreciate you guys joining me. If you would, please don't forget our live event tonight. I hope you participate. Grab a beer, grab a sandwich, grab a taco or whatever, sit there and hopefully you'll learn something. So I appreciate you guys joining me today. God bless. And any more comments? If not, I am signing off.